spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66. Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome into segment one of a very special Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I know this is a weekend that we are celebrating America's 250th birthday. On this particular offering of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we are also celebrating the rest in peace birthday, in my opinion, one of the greatest blues songwriters of all time, Willie Dixon. Born on July the 1st, 1915 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And what makes this show so very special on this particular offering, I believe if I counted right, this is the 6th anniversary of having Willie Dixon's granddaughter, Tomiko Dixon, on as a co-host. What about that? And if you've missed our Willie Dixon special birthday shows in the past, the entire show features many of the who's who of the blues world all doing Willie Dixon songs. Slated for spins here in segment one. Oh, listen to this lineup. Junior Wells, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Buddy Guy, Eric Clapton, Little Walter, and of course, my co-host, Tomiko Dixon, is also going to lay down a few tracks off of her new album. It's an all-new, all-Willie Dixon birthday celebration show. It's time to stop yakking and start tracking. Here's Junior Wells doing the vocal and some great harmonica work with Buddy Guy on guitar, live on the stage of the Montrose 1978 Jazz Festival. Oh, they were operating as the original Blues Brothers at that time. Oh, you're gonna like this one. Junior and Buddy with a great Willie Dixon song, Hoochie Coochie Man.
Here's a one more time. Just a one more time, yeah. Wow. Everybody say yeah. Everybody over there say yeah. Everybody over here. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. If the woman told my mama, oh, I was born, she got a boy child coming here, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make all the pretty girls jump and shout. The whole round world gonna know what this is all about. Cause I'm here. Everybody gotta know I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. Got a John the Conquering root. I'm gonna kinda mess with you. Gonna make all the little girls hit me by my hand. And the whole round world gonna know I'm that hoochie coochie man. Cause I'm here. Everybody gotta know I'm here. Well, I'm a hoochie coochie man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody gotta know I'm here. Thank you. I was born on the seventh hour, on that seventh month, on that seventh day. Seven doctors say, say Eddie Clearwater was born for good luck. And that you see, I got $700 in my pocket. And don't you come messing with me, cause I'm here. Everybody gotta know I'm here. Gotta know that we done been round here.
On this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, if you slipped in late, it's Willie Dixon's Rest in Peace birthday show, and we're celebrating playing all Willie Dixon songs by the who's who of the blues world. Later on, we're even going to slip in a Willie Dixon song by Elvis Presley. Mr. Matt, do you have our co-host, Tomiko Dixon, online?
Yes, I do have Tomiko, and she is online, too, whenever you're ready.
I have on the line the one and only Tomiko Dixon, the granddaughter of the greatest blues songwriter of all time, in my opinion, Willie Dixon. Tomiko Dixon, what is going on?
Wow, thank you so much, Uncle Buck. You know, I love being here with you every year to celebrate my grandfather's birthday. And you know, you never forget him. You never forget him. Yeah.
Well, it's a great honor to have you on. Willie Dixon was actually born on July the 1st, but we always celebrate it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's what I say. You never forget about him. forget about him. I thank you so much. My family thanks you. The blues community thanks you. Thank you so much.
Well, you've done your part of keeping the blues alive and keeping the legacy of your grandfather, Willie Dixon, alive. Now, what is going on this weekend? I'm sure there's some celebrating going on.
Yeah, so on July the 2nd, which is a Thursday, we're celebrating my grandfather's birthday at our Blues Heaven Foundation. Of course, that's always a free event. Starts from 5 until closing, and free food, free drinks, and all that stuff for everyone. And we're just going to party and have a great jam for his birthday like we do every year. And then the city of Chicago, we just got finished with the Chicago Blues Fest. That was just phenomenal. Oh, my God. The people from Mississippi came up, the Mississippi Tourism Bureau, the B.B. King Foundation came up, and they rocked the Blues Fest. Oh my God. They rocked it. I enjoyed it so much. I was so tired. After day 3, I didn't think I was going to make it home. That's how much we partied.
This is
the celebration of America. We got the celebration of America going on, 250 years. And blues is right in there with it, you know. So it's just everything's going on. And then the city of Chicago itself, we have the 4th of July event, and we're getting ready for Lollapalooza, for NASCAR. And then in August, we have our Blues Hall of Fame at Buddy Guy's Legends on August the 16th.
Oh, my.
It's going
when
down.
Is that now?
That's August the 16th, 2026, going to be at Buddy Guy's Legends. So if anybody want to get tickets for that, then you just go online to buddyguyslegends.com.
Yeah. What a party that's going to be.
Yeah, we were going to get you the whole calendar all the way to August.
Oh, my. Chicago is going to be rocking the blues in August,
let me tell you. You know it. It's going down. They're getting ready. They're coming in from all over.
Well, Tomiko, it is great having you on what we will call the 6th anniversary show. And do you believe this, Tomiko? This is the 6th show that you and I have done celebrating your grandfather's birthday here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
of the Willie Dixon Rest in Peace birthday show. And I can't believe we've done six of those, but time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm telling you, it's a staple in my life. Like, I know around this time, I'm interviewing with Uncle Buck, and we're doing this tribute to Granddaddy. So
I look forward to it.
I love you so much, too, because we've developed such a family ship. I look forward to anything you want to do.
You've made me feel like I'm a part of the Willie Dixon family.
You are. You are. Sure, you keep the blues alive, Uncle Buck. You don't play no game.
Tomiko, I have a double dose of the blues lined up. I really think you're going to like a couple of great songs penned by your grandfather, Willie Dixon. Oh, Texas blues band Stevie Ray Vaughan's going to kick off this double dose, followed up by one of your Chicago buddies, Buddy Guy. His song is When My Left Eye Jumps. Oh, what a title that is. But kicking off this double dose, here is Stevie Ray Vaughan. Let Me Love You, Baby.
You know in my life I get to jumping. my flesh begin to crawl. I know you got some other view. It's kicking in my skull. I got this strange. Wow, I never felt like this before. You know in my life I get to jump in. God knows I never felt like this before. Help us, baby. Strangest feeling, babe. Wow, wow, I never felt like this before. You know in my life I get to jump in. Wow, I don't know which way you go.
Buck plays the blues, all Willie Dixon songs, celebrating the great songwriter Willie Dixon's birthday. Tomiko Dixon, our special guest. I have to ask you, I've been seeing Tomiko Dixon in all kind of news reports here lately. You're quite the gadabout around Chicago and getting to be a gadabout around the world, making all kind of updates in the news. Now, I think you got a new record out that we're going to be playing some tracks from. And what is this? You're in a movie.
I am in a movie. Look, it's just so interesting. I was actually scheduled to go down and meet with the producers to discuss me doing the soundtrack for a lot of the movies that come out of Chicago and Detroit. And I got there, instead of me writing for Netflix, well, I still have that bid, but I ended up in a Netflix, okay? So the first one, I was so excited, because, you know, secretly I always wanted to try acting, and I'm like, I'll eventually get around to it. But through the grace of God, it just threw me right on in there, you know?
Oh,
and I got
wow.
to play myself, yeah. So,
now, I know there's one movie, it's kind of a gangster theme. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's a movie named Gangster, and it's by Billy Ray Valentine. So that one is the one that I'm working on a movie score for. And that release party will be July the 20th, and the 20th through the 22nd here in Chicago. And then it's another one that I'm actually in the movie as an extra, and that's the Valentino Code. So I'm just really excited. I have my own security and everything.
You're just getting your pretty face all over everywhere, aren't you?
Yeah, look, I'm the only extra that I know that ended up on the front cover of the movie premiere. You know, like.
Oh yeah. Well, leave it up to Tomiko Dixon.
But I love it. You know, actually, my godbrother, Robert Money, and my godfather, Marshall Thompson of the Shylight, they've been the ones helping me because I just did remastered and did a cover of for God's sakes, why don't you give more power to the people, which was originally made by the Shylites in 1964. So just to have that honor of being able to remake that song, getting the permission to do it, and having my godfather, Marshall Thompson, of the Shylites, he's the last remaining member, Hollywood Walk of Famer, there on that track with me, it's like so golden. You know, and then everything that everybody is going through in the world right now, because we all got the blues at some point, every country, every nationality, every religion. So just to be able to dip back into those old school songs and come out with something that would help the people is just beautiful. It's just simply beautiful to me. So, and you're going to play that song.
Yeah,
you know,
that song you are talking about is from your new album, right?
Yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
It's just, you know, there's a phrase I use. As a matter of fact, I used it at the beginning of this show. Let's stop yakking and start tracking.
That's
why
right.
Why don't you introduce that song and let's just play it right now.
This is Marshall Thompson, Hollywood Walk of Famer of the legendary Shylites, featuring myself, Tamiko Dixon. For God's sake, give more power to the people.
You gotta give more power to the people. There's some people up there hogging everything, telling lies and giving alibis about the people's monies and things. And if you're gonna throw it away, might as well give some to me. Yeah, it seemed to hurt it, but never had misery. There are some people who are starving to death. Never knew but only heard them and ain't never had happiness. If you don't have enough to eat, how could you think of love? You don't have time to care, so it's crime you're guilty of. For God's sake, you gotta give more power to the people. For God's sake, why don't you give more power to the people? You give more power to the people. For God's sake, you gotta give more power to the people. For God's sakes, why don't you give more power to the people?
Tamiko, each week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we have a feature entitled Then and Now.
We take a song from back then and then later on in the show play a now version of it, taking care of the then track on Then and Now for this week, Tomiko. We're going to bring on Muddy Waters, a good friend of your grandfather, Willie Dixon, with a song called I'm Ready. Tomiko, I understand there's a bit of a story about how this song came about.
Yeah, you know what, as legend goes, my grandfather was picking up mud and he was taking a while getting ready, you know, and that's what inspired the name of that song. And you know what, I can believe that legend, and the reason why is because my grandfather had this net of writing songs about people's true experience. Like if you had just broke up with your girlfriend and he had a song that was relating to that or needed you to have a lot of feeling, you know, and performing it, he would grab you right at that moment and put you behind him to sing that song.
Whoa, that's a great story.
Yeah.
Your grandfather, Willie Dixon, picking up Muddy Waters. Muddy comes out and says, I'm ready. And your grandfather just gets out the pen and paper and writes a song.
That's right. He's like, about time. I'm quite sure he said about time first, and then he got the pen and paper.
So taking care of Then on our Then and Now feature, Muddy Waters, a Willie Dixon song called I'm Ready.
Here I go. I hope some school ball start a fight. Cause I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you ready for me. Well, all right. I know you feel like I ain't no white, but stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no square. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. Before. I feel so good that I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. But I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you ready for me.
Muddy Waters taking care of the Then track on Then and Now. And oh, do we have a surprise taking care of the Now track coming up in segment two. But it's time to put the needle down in the grooves on a double dose of the blues. Here on an all Willie Dixon songfest, Eric Clapton's gonna kick it off, followed by Little Walter. Great Willie Dixon song called Tell Me Mama. But here's Eric Clapton. His Willie Dixon song is Third Degree.
Taxes, I ain't got a dime. Got me accused of children, and ain't every one of them was mine. Bad luck, bad luck. killing me. Well, I just can't stand no more of this third degree.
Little Walter's daughter. You are listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Oh, tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I come in, ooh, out that back door. Now don't come here, Mama, I'm gonna start a raising sand. You've been out boogie-woogin', there's something I don't understand. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that a while ago? Yes, when I come in, ooh, out that back door. Something I never seen before. A man is getting my money, always slamming my back door. I want you to tell me, Mama, who was that while ago? Yes, when I came in, who was that back door?
Tamiko, our producer, Mr. Matt, is in there waving his arms around. That usually means it's time for you and I to take a little break here as we get ready for segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, it's such a pleasure having you here as a co-host celebrating the music of your grandfather, Willie Dixon. Oh, and kicking off segment two, we look for an instrumental usually to kick off segment two. Joe Bonamassa laid down some pretty heavy guitar tracks on Willie Dixon's song entitled I Can't Quit Ya Baby. And also in segment two, oh, a great duo with Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald. Rolling Stones are on board. Helen Wolf's gonna do a little Willie Dixon, and our co-host Tamiko Dixon's gonna be back with a couple of tracks. It's all coming up in segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey, this is Eric Gale.
Hey y'all, this is JD Simo coming at you.
This is Gemini Dragon, all the way from Louisiana.
This is Kathy Lemon.
And this is Phil Berkowitz.
And together we are
the Lucky Losers.
Hey there, Chris Duarte from the Chris Duarte Group.
Hey, this is Sue Foley.
Hey, this is Niecy.
Hey everybody, this is Orphan John of the Orphan John the Abandoned.
This is Greg Colvin, and I'm a blues man living in Germany.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings.
Hello everybody, this is Jimmy Vaughn.
Hey, it's Matt, the producer and Buck's keeping the blues alive and well here on the best blues show in Texas. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, and it's only here on UncleBUC.com.
Woman, I'm gonna put you down for a while. Oh, I can't quit you, baby. Woman, I'm gonna put you down for a while. You said you're messing my happy home now, babe. You made me mistreat my own child.
Kicking things off in segment two, that was the one, the only, Joe Bonamassa, laying down some great guitar licks on a Willie Dixon song, I Can't Quit You Baby. This, by the way, is show number 288, if you want to tell your friends about it. It's an all Willie Dixon song fest, and is archived on UncleBUC.com. And it's a real pleasure having Willie Dixon's granddaughter, Tamiko Dixon, on the show as co-host. Tamiko, we were talking during the break about three women that you have met in your life that were a great inspiration for you, and it all ties in with a trip to Graceland.
Well, yeah, you know, so a couple of years ago I was in Memphis, and they were honoring Priscilla Presley. And so my manager, Tim Price, and the Memphis Rotary actually invited me as a special guest to come and meet with Priscilla and all of that. And when I tell you, that woman, oh my God, legendary, wonderful, just a joy to be around. And like I was telling you, throughout my life so far, I've met three women that I was just extremely impressed with. They were so humble. They embraced me and made me feel so welcome. And that's Priscilla Presley, Dolly Parton, and Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
yes,
there are three.
Yes, when I tell you just the creme of the crop, you know, it was, because, you know, often as an artist, even though I've met so many people, I've been around so many celebrities, the ones that you don't know, you wonder to yourself, like, if, you know, you look up to them and you say, hey, I want to meet them one day. And you wonder that when you meet them, are they going to be, you know, as friendly as you think they're going to be? Right? And these women were more than what I even imagined. They were more than what I imagined. Yeah.
And they opened the door to you and treated you like you were quite the blues
lady. Treated me like a princess.
When you went to
yes,
Grace
they
Plant.
Did. That's right. That's right. When I went to Grace, oh, I'll never forget that experience because it was my birthday weekend. And they got all out for me. They had somebody sing my baby to me, you know, live, you know, and then I got a chance to go into the jungle room at Graceland, which everybody doesn't get a chance to do that. And I just had a real good tour of Graceland. I mean, all over the place, private rooms and everything. And it was just so extraordinary. And then to see my grandfather there in Graceland as well, because they have exhibits of different musicians and stuff like that. And it was like, hey, turn around, look at this. And I turned around and saw my granddad, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, what wow. An experience.
It was definitely an experience. I'll never forget. And it helped carve my career, you know, to know that others still appreciated my grandfather and that they still, you know, hold him where they hold him at in their hearts.
Well, you can't turn on a blues show without hearing the name of your grandfather, Willie Dixon, somewhere in the show.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Tamiko, why don't we just introduce Elvis Presley singing one of your grandfather's songs? Little Walter made a big hit out of it called My Babe.
All right, you guys. Well, this is Elvis Presley, the legendary king of rock rock and roll Elvis Presley singing my grandfather and Little Walter's version of My Baby.
She don't, oh God, I know she loves me, my, well, my babe, I know she loves me, my, hell, my baby, I know she loves me, my baby, hell, my baby, I know she loves, she don't do nothing but kiss and love me, my baby, I know she.
Back to back and belly to belly with a double shot of the blues. Two great Willie Dixon songs. It's going to be kicked off by, listen to this duo, Etta James and Ella Fitzgerald, to be followed by the Rolling Stones. The Stones song is Willie Dixon's Little Red Rooster. Here's kind of a rare recording of a Willie Dixon song. Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, their song is Spoonful.
Just a little spoon of your
precious love is good enough for me. The men will fight for that spoonful.
Yeah, they die for that spoonful.
Yeah, they sigh for that spoonful.
Hey, this is Eric Gales, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
Yeah, you want to sing it with me? On UncleBUC.com.
I am the little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. I am the little red rooster. Too lazy to crow for day. Keep everything in the farm yard. Upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Ain't had no peace in the farm yard since my little red rooster's been gone.
In segment one of this old Willie Dixon song fest, Muddy Waters took care of the then track on our feature Then and Now. The song was I'm Ready. Oh, and what a surprise this is to take care of the now track. I'm gonna bring on our co-host Tamiko Dixon to sing her granddaddy's song, I'm Ready. Before we lay down that track, though, Tamiko, what kind of a feeling do you get singing your own grandfather's songs?
I get a feeling of gratitude, enthusiasm. I get a feeling of greatness just to be able to interpret his songs, you know, and I get a feeling of loyalty, and I get the blues. I get the blues when I'm singing my granddaddy's song. It's like I know automatically to tap into the deepest part of me and deliver that song the way that I believe that it's written and my interpretation of how I would do it in this particular time. And to make him proud,
And you certainly have. I know that on a daily basis, your grandfather is looking down on you and being very proud of his granddaughter. But let's just take care at this time, Tomiko, of the Now track on Then and Now. Here's Tomiko Dixon from her album. The song is I'm Ready.
Tomiko Dixon, along with the Eddie Cole Band out of Germany. Tomiko taking care of the Now track on Then and Now of I'm Ready. Tomiko, Mr. Matt, our producer, is in there holding up his famous two fingers. That means I need to look down in the big old bucket of blues and make sure there's two mo in there before we go. Howlin' Wolf's gonna kick it off, and to be followed by our co-host, Tomiko Dixon. Another great track from her album. It's called The Real Thing.
The Real Thing.
But here's Howlin' Wolf, recorded live at the London Sessions. A little help from Eric Clapton, Steve Winwood. And Wolf said he wasn't going to go to London unless his piano player, Otis Spann, went along. So here it is, Howlin' Wolf, Willie Dixon's I Ain't Superstitious.
Black cat, I've crossed my trail. Oh, I'm not a superstitious. show. Well, in my right hand, I get some money for show. But when my left eye's young, somebody's got to go. Well, all right.
Hey, this is Albert Cummings. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBuck.com. Thanks for listening.
Okay, Tomiko Dixon, it has been such a pleasure having you on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues as the co-host again this year on our annual, this is the sixth annual, Willie Dixon Celebrity Birthday Celebration. Oh, my goodness, it's been so great having you on.
Listen, it was so great to be here. I always have a blast with you, Uncle Buck. I feel at home. Like, it's just so, wow. I don't even know what to say. Well, I don't even know what to say. I love you, Uncle Buck.
Oh, that means so much to me, Tomiko. Now,
I do.
Before we hang up the phone, tell the people how they can get your latest record or any of the records that you have. And talk a little bit about when the movies are coming out that you're in.
All right, so the new movies are coming out. The first movie, Gangster, that's the premiere will be July the 20th here in Chicago, Chicago Theater. The information is on my social media page. The other movie that I'm in, Valentino Code, that is still being shot. But if you keep up with me, you join me and follow me on my website, which is TomikoDixon.com, or any of my social media pages, you can get the updates on when everything will come out. And you can find my music everywhere. Music is being sold. Alpha Music, TuneCore, DistroKid, wherever is clever. Just do whatever you can to keep the blues alive, and I'm going to do the same thing.
All right. Tomiko, once again, thank you for coming on. And just for everybody knowing what a great person you are, every time I hear something that I question whether it's true or not in the blues world, I always call Tomiko Dixon. She always takes my phone, and you talk about being a gracious blues lady. Oh. That is Tomiko Dixon. We love you, Tomiko.
All right, love you too, Uncle Buck. And you guys, you already know, listen to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Like, share.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tomiko.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Oh, what a thrill it was having Tomiko on as co-host of this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Once a year, we pay tribute to who I proclaim is the greatest blues songwriter of all time, Willie Dixon. Thanks once again for Tomiko Dixon, granddaughter of Willie Dixon, of getting online with me as co-host. By the way, the show will be archived as show number 288 on UncleBUC.com and on the Uncle Buck Plays the Blues podcast. By the way, if you haven't followed us on our Facebook platforms, Instagram, and TikTok, please do. I'm going to be back next week with another big old bucket of blues. But until that time, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.